Section 1, The Challenge to Evangelism.
Proclaiming the Message, Christ's Teaching Commission. Christ's last words to his disciples were, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Go to the farthest bounds of the habitable globe, and know that wherever you go, my presence will attend you." To us also the commission is given. We are bidden to go forth as Christ's messengers, to teach, instruct, and persuade men and women, to urge upon their attention the word of life. And to us also the assurance of Christ's abiding presence is given. Whatever the difficulties with which we may have to contend, whatever the trials we may have to endure, the gracious promise is always ours. "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Manuscript 24, 1903. Subheading, The Message, A Living Force. In the commission to his disciples, Christ not only outlined their work, but gave them their message. "Teach the people," he said, "to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you." The disciples were to teach what Christ had taught, that which he had spoken, not only in person, but through all the prophets and teachers of the Old Testament, is here included. Human teaching is shut out. There's no place for tradition, for man's theories and conclusions, or for church legislation. No laws ordained by ecclesiastical authority are included in the commission. None of these are Christ's servants to teach. The law and the prophets, with the record of his own words and deeds, are the treasure committed to the disciples to be given to the world. The gospel is to be presented not as a lifeless theory, but as a living force to change the life. God desires that the receivers of his grace shall be witnesses to its power. The Desire of Ages, page 826, 1898. Subheading, The Church Entrusted with a Message. We are now living in the closing scenes of this world's history. Let men tremble with the sense of the responsibility of knowing the truth. The ends of the world are come. Proper consideration of these things will lead all to make an entire consecration of all that they have and are to their God. The weighty obligation of warning a world of its coming doom is upon us. From every direction, far and near, calls are coming to us for help. The church, devotedly consecrated to the work, is to carry the message to the world. Come to the gospel feast. The supper is prepared. Come. Crowns, immortal crowns, are to be won. The kingdom of heaven is to be gained. A world perishing in sins is to be enlightened. The lost pearl is to be found. The lost sheep is to be brought back in safety to the fold. Who will join in the search? Who will bear the light of those who are wandering in the darkness of error? Review and Herald, July 23, 1895. Subheading, The Present Crisis. We should now feel the responsibility of laboring with intense earnestness to impart to others the truths that God has given for this time. We cannot be too much in earnest. Now is the time for the last warning to be given. There is a special power in the presentation of the truth at the present time. But how long will it continue? Only a little while. If there ever was a crisis, it is now. All are now deciding their eternal destiny. Men need to be aroused to realize the solemnity of the time, the nearness of the day when human probation shall be ended. Decided efforts should be made to bring the message for this time prominently before the people. The third angel is to go forth with great power. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 16, 1900. Subheading, Evangelism, Our Real Work. Evangelistic work, opening the scriptures to others, warning men and women of what is coming upon the world, is to occupy more and still more of the time of God's servants. Review and Herald, August 2, 1906. Subheading, Speeding the Message. As a people, we greatly need to humble our hearts before God, pleading his forgiveness for our neglect to fulfill the gospel commission. We have made large centers in a few places, leaving unworked many important cities. Let us now take up the work appointed us and proclaim the message that is to arouse men and women to a sense of their danger. If every Seventh-day Adventist had done the work laid upon him, the number of believers would now be much larger than it is. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 25, 1909. Subheading, The Call for Earnest Work. If our ministers realized how soon the inhabitants of the world are to be arraigned before the judgment seat of God, to answer for their deeds done in the body, how earnestly they would work together with God to present the truth, how earnestly they would strive to lead men to accept the truth, how untiringly they would labor to advance God's cause in the world, proclaiming in word and deed, "The end of all things is at hand." Letter 43, 1902. Subheading, Amid Confusion of Last Days. The words of Jesus Christ are spoken to us living down here in the close of this earth history. When these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. The nations are in unrest. Times of perplexity are upon us. The waves of the sea are roaring. Men's hearts are failing them for fear and for expectation of those things which are coming upon the earth. But those who believe on the Son of God will hear his voice amid the storm, saying, "It is I, be not afraid." We see the world lying in wickedness and apostasy. Rebellion to the commandments of God seems almost universal. Amid the tumult of excitement with confusion in every place, there is a work to be done in the world. Manuscript 44, 1900. Subheading, Planting the Standard in Dark Places. Satan's enemies are many, and God's people must spread over all the world, planted the standard of truth in the dark places of the earth, and doing their utmost to destroy Satan's kingdom. Letter 91, 1900. Subheading, The Highest, Greatest Work. The Lord designs that the presentation of his message shall be the highest, greatest work carried on in the world at this time. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 11, 1900. Subheading, More Rapid Advancement. In this country and in foreign countries, the cause of present truth is to make more rapid advancement than he has yet made. If our people will go forth in faith, doing whatever they can to make a beginning and laboring in Christ's lines, the way will be open before them. If they will show the energy that is necessary in order to gain success and the faith that goes forward unquestioningly in obedience to God's command, rich returns will be theirs. They must go as far and as fast as possible, with a determination to do the very things that the Lord has said should be done. They must have push and earnest, unwavering faith. The world must hear the warning message. Manuscript 162, 1905. Heading, Ever-Widening Influence of the Gospel. Subheading, Belting the Earth. Everywhere the light of truth is to shine forth, that hearts now in the sleep of ignorance may be awakened and converted. In all countries and cities, the gospel is to be proclaimed. Churches are to be organized and plans laid for work to be done by the members of the newly organized churches. The gospel missionary work is to keep reaching out and annexing new territory, enlarging the cultivated portions of the vineyard. The circle is to extend until it belts the world. Letter 86, 1902. Subheading, North, South, East, and West. From town to town, from city to city, from country to country, the warning message is to be proclaimed, not with outward display, but in the power of the Spirit by men of faith. And it is necessary that the best kind of labor be given. The time has come, the important time, when through God's messengers, the scroll is being unrolled to the world. The truth comprising the first, second, and third angel's message must go to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. It must lighten the darkness of every continent and extend to the islands of the sea. Let there be the wisest planning for the success of the work. Decided efforts should be made to open new fields in the north, the south, the east, and the west. The fact that the presentation of the truth has been so long neglected should appeal to our ministers and workers to enter these fields and not give up the work until they have clearly given the message. Manuscript 11, 1908. Subheading, Unchecked by Barriers or Obstacles. Truth, passing by those who despise and reject it, will triumph. Although at times apparently retarded, its progress has never been checked. When the message of God meets with opposition, he gives it additional force that it may exert greater influence. Endowed with divine energy, it will cut its way through the strongest barriers and triumph over every obstacle. Acts of the Apostles, page 601, 1911. Subheading, A Substantial Work. The work that the gospel embraces as missionary work is a straightforward, substantial work, which will shine brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Letter 215B, 1899. Subheading, an influence that deepens and widens. The influence of these messages has been deepening and widening, setting in motion the springs of action in thousands of hearts, bringing into existence institutions of learning, publishing houses, and health institutions. All these are the instrumentalities of God to cooperate in the grand work represented by the first, second, and third angels flying in the midst of heaven to warn the inhabitants of the world that Christ is coming again with power and great glory. Review and Herald, December 6, 1892. Subheading, Proclaim Message in New Fields. We have a most solemn, testing message to give to the world, but too much time has been given to those who already know the truth. In the place of spending time on those who have been given many opportunities to learn the truth, go to the people who have never heard your message. Hold your camp meetings in cities where the truth has not been proclaimed. Footnote, Seventh-day Adventist camp meetings of earlier years were great evangelistic agencies drawing large, attentive, non-Adventist audiences. In the frequent mention of camp meetings in this volume, the context clearly indicates that it is in the tent meeting of a large evangelistic potentialities that is usually referred to. End of footnote. Some will attend the meetings and receive the message. Letter 87, 1896. Subheading, New Places, the Best Places. The places in which the truth has never been proclaimed are the best places in which to work. The truth is to take possession of the will of those who have never before heard it. They will see the sinfulness of sin, and their repentance will be thorough and sincere. The Lord will work upon hearts that in the past have not often been appealed to, hearts that heretofore have not seen the enormity of sin. Letter 106, 1903. Subheading, If Truth Had Been Aggressively Proclaimed. There was spread out before me city after city in need of evangelistic labors. If diligent effort had been given to the work of making known the truth for this time in the cities that are unwarned, they would not now be as impenitent as they are. From the light that has been given me, I know that we might have had today thousands more rejoicing in the truth if the work had been carried forward as the situation demands in many aggressive lines. Letter 94A, 1909. Heading, The Need of Evangelistic Workers. Subheading, The Harvest is Great. The solemn, sacred message of warning must be proclaimed in the most difficult fields and in the most sinful cities, in every place where the light of the great threefold gospel message has not yet dawned. Everyone is to hear the last call to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Countries hitherto closed to the gospel are opening their doors and are pleading for the word of God to be explained to them. Kings and princes are opening their long closed gates, inviting the heralds of the cross to enter. The harvest truly is great. Eternity alone will reveal the results of well-directed efforts put forth now. Gospel Workers, page 27, 1915. Subheading, Ambassadors for Christ. Ministers of God, with hearts aglow for love of Christ and your fellow men, seek to arouse those who are dead in trespasses and sins. Let your earnest entreaties and warnings pierce their consciences. Let your fervent prayers melt their hearts and lead them in penitence to the Savior. You are ambassadors for Christ to proclaim His message of salvation. Gospel Workers, page 35, 1915. Subheading, 100 workers where now is one. Time is short. Workers for Christ are needed everywhere. There should be 100 earnest, faithful laborers in home and mission fields where now there is one. The highways and the byways are yet unworked. Urgent inducement should be held out to those who ought now to be engaged in missionary work for the Master. Fundamentals of Christian Education, page 488, 1903. Subheading, A Wise Distribution of Men. For the accomplishment of all that God calls for in warning the cities, His servants must plan for a wise distribution of the working forces. Often the laborers, who might be a power for good in public meetings, are engaged in other work that allows them no time for active ministry among the people. For the conduct of the affairs of the various centers of our work, those in responsibility must endeavor, as far as possible, to find consecrated men who have been trained in business lines. There is constant necessity of guarding against the tendency to tie up at these centers of influence men who could do a larger and more important work on the public platform in presenting before unbelievers the truths of God's Word. Review and Herald, April 7, 1910. Subheading, The Highest Calling. There must be no belittling of the gospel ministry. No enterprise should be so conducted as to cause the ministry of the Word to be looked upon as inferior matter. It is not so. Those who belittle the ministry are belittling Christ. The highest of all work is ministry in its various lines, and it should be kept before the youth that there is no work more blessed of God than that of the gospel minister. Let not our young men be deterred from entering the ministry. There is danger that through glowing representations, some will be drawn away from the path where God bids them walk. Some have been encouraged to take a course of study in medical lines who ought to be preparing themselves to enter the ministry. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 411, 1900. Subheading, Youth Replacing Standard Bearers. The standard bearers are falling, and young men must be prepared to take the places left vacant, that the message may be still proclaimed. The aggressive warfare is to be extended. Those who have youth and strength are to go into the dark places of the earth to call perishing souls to repentance. Gospel Workers, page 104, 1915. Subheading, To Speedily Prepare for Service. Our schools have been established by the Lord, and if they are conducted in harmony with His purpose, the youth sent to them will quickly be prepared to engage in various lines of missionary work. Some will be trained to enter the field as missionary nurses, some as canvassers, some as evangelists, some as teachers, and some as gospel ministers. Letter 113, 1903. Subheading, Teach Them to Do Evangelistic Work. The Lord calls upon those connected with our sanitariums, publishing houses, and schools to teach the youth to do evangelistic work. Our time and energy must not be so largely employed in establishing sanitariums, food stores, and restaurants that other lines of work will be neglected. Young men and women who should be engaged in the ministry, in Bible work, and in canvassing work should not be bound down to mechanical employment. Review and Herald, May 16, 1912. Subheading, The Call to Strong Young Men. Where are the men who will go forth to the work, fully trusting in God, ready to do and to dare? God calls, Son, go work today in my vineyard. God will make the young men of today heaven's chosen repositories to present before the people truth in contrast with error and superstition, if they will give themselves to Him. May God roll the burden on strong young men who have His word abiding in them, and will give the truth to others. Manuscript 134, 1898. Subheading, Men Who Will Not Draw Back. God calls for consecrated workers who will be true to Him, humble men who see the need of evangelistic work and do not draw back, but do each day's work faithfully, relying upon God for help and strength in every emergency. The message is to be taken up by those who love and fear God. Lay not your burden upon any conference. Go forth, and as evangelist in humble way, present a Thus Saith the Scriptures. Letter 43, 1905.